This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. Today's devotional passage comes from Acts 9, and we'll start in verse 10. Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he replied. The Lord said, "Go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again." "But Lord," exclaimed Ananias, "I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem, and he is authorized by the leading priest to arrest anyone who calls upon your name. But the Lord said, 'Go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings, as well as the people of Israel.'" Divine intervention rarely comes in the package that you prefer. "But Lord, don't you realize? Don't you realize that people have been talking? That people have been talking about this guy named Saul? You know what they've been saying? He's done terrible things to the believers. And actually, I'm classified under that title. I'm a believer. Don't you realize, Lord, that he is authorized to arrest everyone who calls upon your name? And Lord, I'm talking to you right now, which means I call upon your name." But the Lord said, "Go," which means to pursue the journey on which one has entered. You see, the Lord wasn't asking something of Ananias that he hadn't already committed to. To go means to pursue action based upon a previous decision. You have to understand, when the Lord tells us to go, he is just directing our already established yes. To go is the practical application of what you believe. But many of us find ourselves in Ananias' shoes, wondering if God realizes the gravity of the situation. It's kind of funny when you think of it in that way. I love how Scripture introduces Ananias in verse 10. Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. So he's introduced as a believer. Now, I want to expand your mind on what it means to be a believer, a true disciple. In the Greek, the word believer means a learner, a student. To be a believer, a disciple of Jesus, means you are one who learns, one who increases in knowledge, one who learns by use and practice. To state the obvious, when you believe, you're going to be put in situations where you do not understand, which is ultimately the point of learning. Many times we say we want more of what God has for us, but then we become resistant to new ways of thinking and new ways of doing things. But to be a believer, to be a disciple, means we committed ourselves to the journey of learning. Now, I want you to be wary of those who put off an air of knowing it all, who think they have the gospel all figured out. To call yourself a believer in the gospel is to infer that you're a student, a learner of it. Verse 17. So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he regained his sight. This is so important for you to get. Ananias wasn't obedient solely on the fact that he found Saul and prayed for him, which was his outward act of obedience. Ananias was obedient because he called Saul his brother, which means a fellow believer, united to one another by the bond of affection, by the bond of friendship, by the bond of love. So on his way to Straight Street to find Saul, he postured his heart. Now his previous reality was, this man was not good, he was dangerous. So from the time the Lord spoke to when Ananias encountered Saul, Ananias softened his heart through the leading work of the Holy Spirit so that this man, Saul, became a brother and not an enemy. Ananias walked into the room with affection and love for Saul. Take a few moments to think about what it means to be a student of the gospel. Does it challenge your perspective on what it means to be a believer? For more thought-provoking questions, please visit our free resource page for this episode, where you can find scriptures, activations, and a thoughtful selection of music. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.